Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Word Vomit Podcast, a podcast where we give our take on the worlds of video games, music, comics, movies, and television. I am your host, Emmanuel. On this episode, we have the raging Randy Kings.
Hi.
The happy-go-lucky Sean Vanda.
Hi.
And we're recording from Garage Studios. The podcast is free for your listening pleasure. If you want to help this podcast, make sure you're liking, sharing, and subscribing. Guys, what is up?
Yeah, I had to, you know, with me being happy, I had to be like the demon, and with the raging Randy just sounding all happy and like just whatever. Hi. I'd be like,
did I label that wrong? Is that what it was?
No, I mean, I just wanted to be the opposite right there.
That's what I went for.
And I followed through with that. I mean, teamwork. High five. There we go.
Air five.
Air five.
All right, perfect.
Compliments of the Todd.
Oh man, that time. You know, Scrubs has been on in syndication a lot, like throughout television. I see on Comedy Central. I think was it TV 36 has got it going. There's a channel called Fuse
that gets syndicated everywhere, though.
So, well, like, it hasn't been for a while because they had a deal with Netflix, and then Netflix lost it.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Well,
or rather, the deal ended. So it's like, okay, now
and
it's
it
gone.
Wasn't renewed. Yeah.
Now you need to re syndicate it. I think that's. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
I mean, I don't think it ever stopped in syndication, though, even though it was on Netflix, right?
Was it?
No, it was like not anywhere.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I know Comedy Central had it for a while, but then it got really downplayed. Because, you know, for...
They can't promote it quite as much
because
it's on Netflix.
Because it's on Netflix.
Hmm. Okay.
All right, so we're just going to jump right in it. I'm officially calling this episode, Disney's Trying to Take Over the World.
Well, I don't think it's a trying. It's that they are.
Yeah.
You know, they pretty much are.
They actually have bases. Bases on every major continent.
We called this a while back, so...
So let's go ahead and get started. And the first major thing that's going on right now is it was announced that Fox is in talks with Disney to get rid of a large portion of what Fox is.
The idea is that they're getting rid of their entertainment division.
They would be keeping their sports and their news.
They would have to
and
because
that's it.
Because ESPN and yeah, they would just have to.
I mean, at that point, it would be more so of Rupert Murdoch just saying like, "Okay, I'm done making money. Give me a big old chunk of money, and we'll call it."
I guess at some point, and then just go shoot ducks for as a hobby for a while.
I'm sure he does that now.
Yeah,
but I mean, I think the idea is that they just didn't want to deal, or because it was like news, in their sports division. And they would keep the Fox Network, like they would keep whatever the major.
You do what you do. We just want the movies.
We don't
and
want anything
Marvel.
Else.
that's what that is.
And that was the immediate thing that everybody jumped on was the fact that they would now have
and
the
rightfully
rights
so
back to the X-Men, anything mutant related, and anything Fantastic Four related.
Mm-hmm.
Which actually is not well, at least according to representatives from Disney, said they weren't actually that wasn't their main goal. I talked about him with Emmanuel offline when you were away.
Okay.
He said it was actually they were more interested in Futurama. And I saw someone post a comment about that. Like, stay away from Futurama. It's like, well, you mean you want them not to make more? You don't want a company that makes billions and billions of dollars in a few months to redo a series?
Like, let's be perfectly honest. Everything that they've gotten their hands on has been nothing but magic.
Yeah.
And if you really think about it, it's not them actually doing anything with Futurama. It's just like, okay, we're bringing it back. We're bringing back the original writers.
Yeah.
Hey, did you guys like having the symphony? We're going to do that again.
We have that.
Here's money.
Yeah.
Just money, money, money.
Oh, by the way, Skywalker Sound, motherfuckers. Let's do this.
Yeah. Matt Groening, are you down for this? Are you okay? It was just like, fuck, how many fucking times?
Actually, the producer, the main producer who runs it, David X. Cohen, he said that he wouldn't want to do it, but he would prefer someone else do it.
Really?
That's a bad idea.
Okay.
I mean, the guy went through it. David X. Cohen was from the beginning to the end of the series.
How many times has that guy fallen in love and then have his heart broken
it was five. It's a total of five times.
Like, there's only so many times
three,
that you can take
yeah.
it.
Three times within the first three seasons that they think they were getting canceled. Like, fuck. Really?
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Well, as of right now, the update is that the talks have...
They're just talking.
Well, they're on pause.
And, yeah,
but
stalled.
One insider says that they are, with the phrase he said, the pencils are not down, meaning they haven't worked out anything. I mean, nothing may come of this. Something may come of this. But it is interesting.
Well, it's funny, too, because I remember hearing about a rumor that after the second Avengers movie that's supposed to come out. So there's one that's going to be out for the Infinity Gauntlet, and then there's going to be one more. The whole idea was that it was supposed to be two movies split into, or one movie split into two, but now the other Marvel movie is going to be a separate one. The rumor was that the Marvel expanded cinematic universe was going to end. That didn't mean that they were going to stop making the movies. They were just going to stop making them intertwined. But now, if this does actually happen, the rumor mill, again, these are all speculation. Yeah, this is all rumors. But the idea is that if they can actually get their hands on X-Men, more importantly, mutants.
Yes, mutants in general.
And Fantastic Four and all of their villains, it would possibly actually extend the universe now because now they have more material to work with.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I like that idea.
That did that.
I mean, I'd be down. Like, obviously, people who want to, there's a lot of people who want to see the X-Men come back into the Marvel fold, and I think it would be great. It would be slow going because, you know, there has to be decisions made like, hey, how do we handle this now?
Yeah.
Do we just incorporate everything in?
Were,
or we just like,
were mutants always
start,
just there
starting
and
it over?
Not doing it?
Do,
or?
Do we start it all over? Who knows? I mean,
start all over. That'd be cool.
It's like, all right, well, then you got to recast and all this shit. And depending on how this happens, I'm like, there's still
a
franchise happening.
And if you if you think about it, too, a lot of it's already being recast.
Yeah.
There's going to be no more Patrick Stewart. There's not going to be
any more...
Well,
no, I mean, that's like already done. Like,
well, that's
there's
what I'm
still
saying.
Movie.
That's what I'm saying. So it's just like, it's not anything new.
No, but there is a new group that's just now starting that if this deal were to happen, I'm like, well, if they got fired, I'm like, well, that sucks. There's a whole... That whole... was it Days of Future? Or not Days of Future, but the whole
Bryan Singer movies?
No, well, Bryan Singer, yeah, well, he's the only one to do them. But, but Matt Vaughn did the, was it the new class?
First class.
First class, and that was fucking dope as shit.
It is.
It started it off as far as the reboot, and then they gave it back to Singer.
Well, he, what was it? Because Fox couldn't play nice with Matt Vaughn, so Bryan Singer had to come back.
Yeah.
Which wasn't great.
Good. That wasn't a good idea.
No.
And they still haven't learned, because they came out with three X-Men movies after that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like,
they did.
Dude, really? Come on.
Well,
I know.
Technically, it's only two, right?
Was it two?
It's only two because there's three right now.
Okay, hold on. So it was
First class of the new story. First class, Days of Future Past, and Apocalypse.
Was it?
Yeah, that's three.
Okay, no,
yes,
right.
Three total, not three after.
Oh, all right.
I was saying three after. I was saying three after.
Okay.
Well, actually, no. I stick by three because it's Dark Phoenix. It's not out yet, but like early reviews or at least early speculation is that it already looks bad.
Well, I mean, that's what everyone's going to say, and so prove it otherwise.
I mean, come on.
They're still working on Gambit,
Singer,
right? Actually, that's actually, for some reason, that movie doesn't want to die. It's like, what the fuck? Are you serious?
Well, I mean, and going back to Singer for a second, if you think about it, he's 0 for 2 right now. So even if he does get this one right, Dark Phoenix, it's 1 for 3.
Mm-hmm.
Still not a really good statistic.
People keep getting
money. Here's the thing. I think they just continue to do it because despite the reviews that they get, it has what a bit of a, not to the same degree, but it has a Transformers feel to it where no matter what you put out there, it's still Transformers. Whatever you put out there, it's still X-Men.
It's got a huge following. There's people who want to watch it.
It's going to still make money regardless,
yeah.
But it's more so of they can be making so much more if they didn't have just a bunch of yes-men behind the scenes. Oh, this would work great. Oh, this would work. Someone can say, actually... If you just
Bryan Singer, I think you're full of shit right there.
What's funny is that he's actually not the only one doing this. They have like was it Amanda Kimber? He has a production studio who are very a production team who are very involved in the movies. And when you watch the making of it, they're very set on how they want to make this world. It's like so it's not just him. I mean, he's a huge part of that. But it's like, dude, come on, man.
All right.
Why,
well,
Lord? Why?
Well, if this deal goes through, we won't have to worry about this.
So let me ask you guys something. What do you think got the conversation started?
I think it's the...
I think Spider-Man did.
No. Well, Spider-Man's a Sony product. But I think it's the idea that Fox is like, who has enough money to buy all of our shit? And then they see that mouse on the corner. I'm like, oh, shit, yeah. Hey, buddy.
Hi.
I'm like, hey, with his dollar signs. You know, he's got like a bunch of dudes holding dollar bags.
You know, I was so when you were
the
saying
images
that,
in my head.
When you were saying that the epic rap battle of history came up in my head with it was Stan Lee versus Jim Henson, and they're like Jim Henson
that.
And Stan Lee are like they're getting all buddy buddy, and they're like, and there's no one that's big enough that can do it. And then the lyric goes MIC
K
E Y. I'm like, oh, and that just kind of popped into my head when you said, Fox, who has money to buy us?
Yeah, who's got enough money? Like, oh, Disney's got dollars, right?
Oh, do they?
So, oh, Jesus. Holy crap. And it's not just that either. No? There was also announced, and I think Sean Vander posted it on our Facebook page.
Supper.
It was the No More Marvel Extended Universe on Netflix.
Well, the Netflix series.
Now,
well,
here's the thing. It's this, ending. This was something that we were already...
We talked about this already.
Once but they now, announced they're making their own streaming service. We're like,
but now it has officially been put out there.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen on Netflix anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. It's whenever their contract's over, which is like 20... Is it 2019? When is it supposed to be?
We're going to get The Punisher for sure. And on Netflix. Past that, I have no idea.
I think it's whatever their contract was, because we knew it's a contract deal. And it's like, eh. Although, I mean, I actually don't think... I mean, it hurts whenever a show will leave a network like that. It's going to suck. At the same time, Netflix is cranking out all their original programming.
They have a whole... really good, too.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they have a
Longmire,
lot.
Right. Though, like, Longmire, though?
Yeah.
That's on Netflix, but that's going to be ending soon,
that's,
right?
I think it's on its last leg.
Well, again, Sean Bender, if you recall, $20 billion in debt. We did that podcast together.
Yeah, we did.
And we're seeing the results of that.
We're seeing
some shows coming out that are actually really, really good.
Yeah, that's the reason why they spent all this money. They're like, fuck yeah, man. Let's do this.
So
you hate to see good shows leave, though. I mean, it is paying off.
I have to point out that although it does suck seeing a good show end, it's better to see a good show end on top. Because you don't want to see shows just keep going for the... Like, there's a certain point where you're like, is this fucking over yet?
Yeah.
You don't want it to be like every CW show that's on CW right now.
Speaking of overlong shows...
Yeah, I said it.
One of the other rumors as far as if Disney were to buy Fox... One of the first things that they would do is end The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And it's not in the sense of one of those things where they feel like it's been on for too long, we got to get rid of it. It's more of actually solidifying their immortality. Because now the fact that they're not on the air, but they were on for so long, gives them that mystique to them. Like, holy shit. Despite people not liking it, and The Simpsons has been making a bit of a resurgence, not quite as much as what it was.
Because Futurama ended, they got their good writers back.
Right, but if they were to end it to where Randy was saying, on top, it's starting to get better and better, and it's just like, okay, we cut it off here. That they can say, 27 seasons?
And well, they're on 28 now.
Thank you, 28.
Yeah. Wow.
And that doesn't necessarily mean that the show, like, they'll be done with them. They'll still be merchandising. There'll be movies. There'll be specials that come out. So it could actually do wonders for The Simpsons. Now, me personally, I would be sad if it actually did go away. I do want it to see I should go all the way to the end, which is 30th. I know I'm not the only person, but I also know a lot of people who are just like, no, it needs to end now. Like, I almost feel like Randy King's right now is just holding it in to just be like, no, it should go. It should finish. It should finish.
I'm okay with it ending either way. I think Disney would probably, depending on if they were this deal to go through, it's going to take some time to get all the transition going.
Mm-hmm.
There's no switch going there. They would probably be able to get to 30 without an issue. The thing for me is I can watch I see Simpsons every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday. Because FXX shows it.
Oh, yeah, they
so
really do.
So I don't actually care. Like, it's a like the idea of it being immortalized is actually very appealing to me. Because the idea that
it's
I'm
already
like,
immortalized.
It's like, well, the idea that point. I can. No, the fact that it's not hard for me to watch it. I can literally turn on my TV with my. Go on to the man. I'm like, oh, look, I can watch season. I've watched almost every season with my son ever since he discovered what The Simpsons were. It wasn't that long ago. It's like, yeah, it's not, the moment I see it missing, that's when I'm like, okay, I'll miss it. Now it's like, yeah, you can end it now. It's cool. I got enough of it.
That 30 would be the top. Like, yeah.
I mean, if
good
it,
idea.
If
you know
at
what?
30,
if Disney were to take it and say, like, okay, after 30, we're not renewing, I'd actually be even more excited. Because again, Disney's the type of company that, okay, we're not going to touch your property. We're just going to give you more resources for it.
Maybe we'll get that Simpsons sequel movie.
And
okay,
that'll be the last official as far as the continuity of the show.
They got the money to do that shit. Done. There you go.
That's if Disney wants to give them the money for that, though. I mean, really.
Well, it wouldn't even necessarily be that they would give them. They would own it at that point.
They're
not
saying that as far as production goes, they would have the money to do these things.
Yeah, give them the blessing to do it. Then, if that's the case.
I mean, also you got to think about it this way. Disney's the whole reason why we have more Star Wars shit.
Like, well, yeah, so, but it's Star Wars.
Well, I could arguably say it's The Simpsons. They almost have that same clout.
Randy,
hey, I
26 years. I actually have to agree with Randy Kings on this one.
I don't.
Dude, do you remember when they first came out and all the bootleg stuff started coming out? That thing was selling just as fast as all the original Simpsons merchandise.
Yeah, that's true.
So you had like Rastafarian Bart. That was that. That was a thing.
Yeah, when me and Randy were in elementary and Emmanuel was like diaper wearing.
I'm just saying that.
Who remembers The Simpsons when it was on Thursdays, not Sundays?
Yeah, me.
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
I watched The Simpsons when it was on the Tracy Ullman show.
Yeah,
and it was a short. That's when Marge and Homer had like actual 50s parent voices.
Yeah, they did.
But I will and say, would, I'm just
you,
saying.
You would hear the walking sound, too.
So just to say, it's the Star Wars, like, arguably some people could say, oh, well, it's The Simpsons. The Simpsons are big enough to like, go through anything, thick and thin.
I think Star Wars will be around long enough, way longer than The Simpsons, I think. But
no, I'm saying as of right now.
As
so
of
I'm
right
just
now.
Pointing out, and for anything past that, before Disney bought it, how much Star Wars stuff was there? Did we have a cartoon series then?
But that's George Lucas's fault.
But
it
doesn't matter.
Answer the question.
It doesn't matter. Did we have a lot of shit available?
Not good shit.
Okay. Well, then, I'm just pointing out, there is a good chance that with Disney at hand, they would probably be able to do a ton of stuff with whatever they buy.
Yeah,
that's true. They don't sit on any properties they want. They want maximum money, maximum exposure for it. They do everything they can with what they can. I think the closest thing I could say was a failure, and it's not their fault at all, was the them starting the Muppets show when they made it like the ABC series.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, that's right. The second time around.
Because parents were like, I want my kid to see. I'm like, did you not watch the original Muppet show?
Yeah.
Like, this is just like it, except now it's like a more modern take.
Which I actually liked.
I love that show.
Yeah,
that was dope.
It's great.
How often do I get to see the Muppet, like Gonzo trying to get dating advice from Liam Hemsworth, which was hilarious.
Wasn't there also
I would
one
watch
of them?
That.
There was also when Dave Grohl was playing with Animal and they were playing Learn to Fly.
Yeah.
And yeah. Supergirl was trying to fly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come on, dude. Really?
Exactly.
You can't hate on that.
No.
Exactly.
Not
but
at all.
That's the closest thing I could say that was their fail. It was their failure.
And again, it wasn't on them.
And it was they got, I think, was it? They had two seasons out of that. It's like, oh, yeah.
Did they really? I thought it was only one season.
I won't say two seasons. It's the first half of season, they got the back end, which was like, because they did 13 and 13.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. That makes sense.
So it's like, you know, they did the hiatus. I'm like, it's part two of the first season. Like, the way seasons are now.
Yeah, that doesn't work that way anymore.
But yeah, I mean, if it works out, great. If it doesn't, well, it would be it's nice to dream.
I would like to see what Marvel Studios, and again, I know they said that wasn't the point of it, but I would like to see what Marvel Studios does with Fantastic Four and with X-Men.
It will only be good things.
Because here's the thing. Fantastic Four wasn't anything that ever really took off. It was the first family superhero first family of superheroes and whatnot, but it never really had an extended run on anything, and they would be very short.
They're great like guest guys.
They were never powerful enough to where they have had like five different series of stories from different writers. No, it was never like that.
No.
They were mid talent, I guess you would think.
Yeah.
And to see what Marvel, like the writers from Marvel, would do with that, it makes me wonder, like, maybe they can't actually push it in the right direction.
You know what? I never thought that I would see Guardians of the Galaxy as a viable movie property, and yet it came out and I loved
it.
They
made
a sequel.
Right.
I loved it. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
It is a ride at Disneyland. Yeah, this is fucking awesome.
Mm hmm. And
so I mean, if it doesn't work out at all, because right now, like I said, they're apparently on pause, but. As far as the business aspect it goes, both companies' shares went up a lot.
How much do you think they would actually sell that for?
7% and 19%.
How much do you think Fox would actually sell it for?
I don't know. The amount of money.
Marvel was purchased at $4.2 billion,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. The Star Wars, well, the Lucasfilm library and their special effects thing was like a little bit over that. It's like,
what's the price tag, Fox?
I don't know.
Fox, I mean,
I would probably say it's got to be no less than 20. I'm going to say no less than that.
Wow.
Well, because it's a lot of shit.
No, no, but you're right. You're absolutely
right,
though.
It's no less than 20.
I mean, look what they're getting.
Million or billion?
$1 billion, dude.
Million?
Like, no, billion. With
a
B.
Yeah, with a B. That's right.
That's
like,
what I said. I'm
not, so you got to be talking in billions because you said 20, and I'm like.
20 billion.
Like, are we talking pesos?
I don't understand where you think million would fall into that category at all.
I literally said.
But you just said 20. I'm like, that's a number.
Yeah, because he said four, and I'm like, oh, $4 billion for the. For
Marvel.
For Marvel. And I'm like, oh, for. For Star Wars, it was a little over that.
I just wanted a little clarification.
Like,
damn it,
no, it's 20. Okay, 20 billion. No, it's gonna be $20, Sean.
Okay,
yeah, just
$20. It's like when they were
like
trying
Fox
to sell.
Like Fox is hard up,
like
real
when they were
hard.
Trying to sell
Holy
WCW
shit.
And it got sold for like $2 million. That's it. It's just like that.
Okay, all right.
No,
I was just saying, just to clarify. Like, yeah, of course, 20 billion. But
I almost feel like you've insulted Fox by trying to get clarification.
I'm just Dang. Like, are I'm we like, talking pesos? Are we talking
yes, 20 pesos?
Are They're we talking Monopoly money? I mean, what's going on here?
If that's the case, Sean, then I would have already bought it. I'm like, yeah, I own this shit. Check it out.
Good.
Boom.
Amazing.
I don't know what I'm gonna do with it. I just own the rights.
No, that would give a fuck. Just get a check at that point. Yeah, it's fine.
Now, like it's I mentioned, fine. When we talked about this, like now we need this for every Sony Picture of Heroes thing series. They have to tank terribly.
Well,
starting with Venom, and that'd be awesome. Look, we got it all.
Aw, damn it! I'm hoping that turns out good. But
oh
I
no, I don't
to.
Think so.
I don't think it's going to either. I really
I feel
like
that's
shit.
I feel like it's weird because for that movie, when they said, "Oh yeah, Spider-Man doesn't have to be in this," I'm like,
you do realize that there
yes.
is a direct correlation between Venom and Spider-Man, right?
They need him to be in this.
Come on. But you know what? We'll see what they do with it.
I mean,
we'll
again,
see.
We'll see. Personally, I hope it fails terribly. Nothing against the people who work on the project or the actors who are in it. But, you know, suck it, Sony.
Yeah.
Suck on that and, like, just sell it back. You don't need this headache.
Yeah. We would like the property to go to the right people to do it correctly. That's all. Because we know you're going to fuck it up. That's all. I mean, really. Well, I mean, I would like to have faith in you that you would do this right. But when you make comments like... Yeah, we don't need Spider-Man. No, no,
you don't need
Spider-Man. Fucked up.
You kind of do.
You really do. You already fucked up. No.
Integral part of the story of Venom. Mm-hmm. You
that's
know?
Strike one, two, and three. You just fucked up.
Make, no. I still,
script,
I still
whatever.
Hate, I hate the retcon that they did with Venom, actually.
Which one?
What?
What do you mean?
They did a bit of a retcon. I don't know if you
I didn't
guys
hear
noticed.
About this. What's going on?
They actually said that the symbiote's first wearer wasn't actually Spider-Man.
Oh.
That it was Deadpool.
That
it
was Deadpool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I don't know how I feel about that.
They're going to fix that again.
Hopefully.
Give it 2 years. And we're like, oh, it's done. We switched it back, guys.
But I also kind of understand why they did it, because when you first got introduced to Deadpool, he was full-on villain.
Yeah.
And then the whole story is that Venom, or the symbiote, bonded with Deadpool. Deadpool for a second thought it was cool and was like, no, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. So when the suit came off of him, it also took his malevolence, his evil, which turned him into the anti-hero that we know today.
So he's less evil because the suit took it from a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, because you got to remember the suit also feeds off of the emotions of the things.
Yeah, okay. I heard this, but...
And I was just
Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, is that what Michael Bendis did before he left? Because we're making this a story. Done. Peace out, guys. I'm working for DC now.
Yeah. I'm going to just screw with you guys just a little bit before I'm out the door. Yeah.
Joy?
No, actually, I advise you don't... If our listeners don't know...
I mean, I will say that's creative. I will say that's creative.
Yeah.
As far as feasible, it kind of just ruins
it's
a little bit of
the
mystique.
I mean, if you're not familiar with the character, it doesn't matter.
Right.
But for people who are fans, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? They changed it like that. But yeah, for anyway, my last comment about Brian Michael Bendis, for folks who don't know, he was like this big dog in Marvel Comics, and he just left. He like didn't renew. I forgot what it was. He didn't renew his contract and said,
"Peace
out, guys. I'm working officially for DC exclusively." We're like, what? For real?
Speaking on DC, actually, did you hear the early reviews for Justice League?
I have not seen anything on it because I'm probably going to watch it with my sister-in-law, and I don't.
They're saying
be...
it's not bad.
It's not. Well, okay. I guess that's a good thing. Did you? Oh, I actually talked about this with my coworker. that Jason Momoa mentioned that there confirms there is a stinger in the movie, and I went, "Of course you have to confirm that because that's super important now." And then we got in a whole discussion about how stingers in comic movies are now necessary, and I went, "Is it though? Like, really? Do I really care? I mean, it's great to see it, only if it matters to what's going on." Because there's a lot of
stuff. Thor the Dark World was kind of disappointing.
Thor the Dark World. There's also like other movies. I can like, was it Guardians of the Galaxy seeing Howard the Duck there? I'm like, that's cool, but if it doesn't do anything, I mean, I like Howard the Duck, but if it has nothing to do...
No, you don't.
I do. What the fuck are you telling me I don't? Yeah, I do. Howard
don't,
the Duck's
fucking
awesome.
Don't tell people what they can and can't like. How dare you, sir?
He totally is awesome. He's super badass.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
How is he not cool? He's a beer-drinking, womanizing space duck. That is fucking hilarious.
That does nothing.
Actually...
He's just there in Marvel.
Actually, he did go through some of the Marvel zombie universes and took him out.
Yeah, he got eaten.
No.
And then whatever.
He fought them off.
He fought them off.
No, he
You're thinking of that universe's Howard the Duck, but there was another one that started going into other universes that were affected by the zombie plague, started recruiting teams, and started killing people.
Yeah. Like, are you seriously? I'm like, no, dude. He's actually really cool. Like, one version of him. Did you read the Marvel Zombies? There's like a ton of variations of every single one.
He got eaten.
There's like five
and
ashes.
I'm like, fucking good. Whatever. Roast his ass.
Anyways, Sean does not speak for me. Howard the Duck is dope, but I didn't see a stinger of him. And then, you know, unless it progresses the story, I don't care for a stinger. That's why I was like, I mean, I don't know how you guys feel about him, but I'm like,
Well, stingers get you good and hype for the next movie or
if
the next thing that's coming out.
If it involves the next movie.
So,
well,
what, so wait, no.
Not
so
every
wait, hold on.
Movie
hold
has
on,
that.
Sean Van. Okay. So what Randy King is saying is that...
I mean, I hear him fine.
Really? Because you seem like you want to argue it.
Like, no. Okay, so tell me about the shawarma scene. Does that matter to the whole narrative?
What shawarma?
Oh, my God. Didn't even pay attention.
Oh, my God.
Nope.
I haven't seen
Avengers.
Thor.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the first Avengers movie, Sean.
Sean Vander,
said, hey, we're
going to
get shawarma at the end.
Go
and what
on,
happens
get
at the end?
Here.
They eat shawarma. Did you not see the stinger at the end of the first Avengers movie? Because I could swear you were there with me when we watched it.
Oh, wait, that?
Yes. Tony Stark says, hey, man, there's a cool shawarma place. We should go there after.
Yeah, and they go and eat food, and they don't talk, and then that was it. And it was like,
yes,
all right, cool.
That was a stinger at the end of the movie. What does that tell us, Sean, as far as a narrative?
That they like sandwiches and like chilling out with each other.
Actually, if you really look at it, they are not having a good time.
No,
with
they're sitting there in a broken down place, and this poor schmuck has to feed these people in his busted-ass store. So, again, you said it's going to get you hyped for the next movie. How does that get me hyped for part two? Did the shawarma involve Age of Ultron somehow?
Are you
or
nitpicking that?
I'm telling
you're
you.
Nitpicking, I
no.
think.
Here's what he's
Sean,
saying.
It was just
no,
funny.
No. Hold on.
Okay,
then. Let me clarify for you. What he's saying is, if the stinger is somehow hyping up for something else, then it is worth having.
Yes.
But if a stinger is just there for a random scene, what is the point?
Because it was kind of funny.
But it's pointless. Then.
It's pointless, though. It's
like you said, Howard the Duck didn't matter in Guardians of the Galaxy. That's what your words were. Like, it's not cool.
Yeah, but it got some people hyping. Like,
for
what?
But
Jesus,
for,
whatever.
But how did it hype for them?
What is it? That's why I said, narratively speaking, it doesn't do anything. And that's what I actually care about.
Well,
and that's,
narratively, then his ass is in the Guardians of the Galaxy universe or whatever.
Yeah,
somehow,
we knew that. When you see
whatever.
Him, we saw him in the movie when you went to the collector's area. You
already
saw him.
Yeah, he's in the end.
So we don't know. He's not in the end. He's in... The collector's collection.
Yeah.
You see him there.
He's just chilling there.
So he's not in the... He don't.
And he talks.
You don't actually need him to be in there. I feel like I'm just talking to a wall.
Yeah.
About how this works.
You're just... Okay.
I'm just saying, unless the stinger has an actual point, like it's going to point, like you said, get you hyped for the next movie.
Sure.
There are Marvel movies where the stinger doesn't have anything to do with what's going on. Like zero.
Thor the Dark...
like Howard the Duck and the Shawarma.
So Thor the Dark World... The very last stinger part is that giant dog.
Well, that frost,
dog?
From Lillenheim, whatever.
Yeah.
From the frost.
Where it just runs across the screen.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
That was it.
Yeah. And that serves no purpose.
I guess not.
And I'm not talking about the mid-credits ones. I'm like, okay, those are fine, because some of those actually have impact on what's going on. Like in Ant-Man, you get to see what happens going on with the wasp.
Yeah,
with
you know what, though? I will say that I did highly appreciate the Spider-Man one.
Well, yeah,
because
like
that's
making fun of people
us.
Who wait for the stingers, which I pointed out, I'm like, yeah.
Touche.
You don't
Touche,
need to
Touche, Cap. Touche.
So that's going to my original point.
So wait a minute. When the Vulture is talking with that other guy in prison saying, hey, you know who Spider-Man is.
Scorpion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt Gargan.
Is that a... Is that a stinger, or is that like mid-credit? Like,
that's still considered a stinger.
Then that's fine. That works out.
Because it's following through with the narrative.
Uh-huh.
That's what we're trying to
tell
you.
That's what I was saying, Sean, if you listen to what I'm saying. Unless it actually has something to do with the story, like actual story, nothing like a silly nod to anything, actual narrative, then I have no problem with it. When it's just a silly joke or gag or whatever, it's like, do we really need that?
Okay.
And that's why you're saying, so, well, yeah.
Whatever, it's fine.
I mean, so let me ask you something. When after Guardians of the Guardians of the Galaxy 2, spoilers for anybody who hasn't seen it. And by the way, if it's at that point, shame on you for not watching it, because holy crap, it's been out for a while now.
Yeah,
but
it's pretty good.
After Yondu dies, the guy, one of his friends, takes his arrow and he tries to learn how to use it.
Yeah, and he's whistling and he fucks it up.
And he like stabs Drax the Destroyer.
Yeah, accident.
Did that in any way or form hype you for anything else for the future of the Guardians of the Galaxy?
Well, it tells me that the other dude that was with Yondu
did it
be
hype
Yondu.
You though. It's not. It told me this. Did it hype you? Did you get more excited on that one scene for Guardians of the Galaxy 3, which is eventually going to happen?
Well, not really, but like whatever. Yeah.
So what Randy Kings is saying is, what was the point of having that if it's not building to a better narrative of a movie?
Comedic purposes. And I kind of want to know what happens to Yondu's arrow.
Which you'll probably find out in the next movie with that same character.
Well, now I don't have to worry about that because I saw that little stinger.
Also,
it's not that big a deal, but it's like, all right,
also,
little minor
you
detail.
Also, you do find out what happens because, you know,
Drax gets stabbed.
He gets it. But I'm saying he already has it. I'm just pointing out that the fact that Jason Momoa has to mention it, it's like, do we have to talk about it like that?
Oh, sure.
Has it actually been? Does it actually matter? Whatever happened to the surprise part? It's like, yeah, there's a cool stinger here. Now it's like everything's expected. And now I want it to actually mean something. Because if every time there's going to be a stinger and it doesn't necessarily have to have anything to do with anything, I'm like, well, I kind of don't care. Like, why did I waste my time sitting here?
For
reading?
That. Yeah.
I could have already, you know, because you're, it's not like these movies are short and those credits are really long because special effects, that's a ton of folks.
If you look carefully at those things too, you see some of the weirdest credits on there. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like personal chef to Robert Downey Jr. Like, wow.
Well, they got him getting credit. You get credit on the production. That's
cool. I guess,
but. But then, yeah, that's like super long credits. It's like, okay, is there something in at the end? Well, I guess so. Oh, lame.
Like, I could understand if they put the actual catering company at the very bottom if they did it. But if they just do the name of the chef, it's just like, that doesn't do anything for the chef.
That's why I actually appreciate that, at least as of yet, no Star Wars film has a stinger at the end.
Mm.
Am I all right? Good, it's over.
Sure. Let's see. But going back to Guardians, or not Guardians, I'm sorry, Justice League. So yeah, it's actually getting positive reviews. It's still off of Snyder's story.
Well, I mean, they can't change it that much.
They can't change it that much. But
he was almost done with the movie when he left.
There's also that part of me that wonders, okay, if we had gotten the original movie before he had to step down,
okay,
would it get the same reaction? Because everybody knows, when Joss Whedon took over...
He was just doing editing and whatnot.
No, it was reshoots.
Well, a lot of reshoots and a bunch of editing, though, right? That was it.
Well, I mean, but imagine if a movie that is so close to being finished, and then he's saying, no, we got to go back and reshoot everything.
Okay.
How much reshooting do you think he did in order to make that movie get the positive response that it has now?
Hmm.
Well, I mean, the thing that you say that it had a lot of reshoots. I mean, a lot of movies have reshoots like that.
The way they made it sound, though, it was just like
way
heavier. Because
because they got a very big time director to do it. Obviously, Justice League comes with a little bit of a stigma. I mean, we all like Star Wars Rogue One, right? We enjoy that.
Sure.
That movie went through quite a bit of reshoots, and it was like.
But excuse me. The question is it as rushed as it seemed to what Justice League went through?
I mean, it's going. Just the problem with Justice League is that it's already have a lot against it. Like a ton against it. It's like, come on,
Zack Snyder,
right? But
and
it's like Batman.
Yeah.
The whole DC universe.
I can understand that
film universe is not great.
I can understand that a lot of movies have time set aside specifically for reshoots.
Yeah,
that's just something that they know they're gonna have to deal with. That things aren't gonna work out quite as well. Oh, this gets explained away with this. So with, you know, having this scene is really unimportant. Yada yada yada. But again, going back to. It almost seemed like there was a huge urgency once Joss Whedon took over.
Well, I mean, they've always... Well, yes, because it's...
And again, different director, different way of doing things.
Also, DC is in a giant rush to get things done because, you know, they're not doing well in this whole cinema world.
So how much reshooting do you think had to go through before it got the positive reviews that it got now?
We'll find out when it comes out on DVD.
How
and be like,
hell
oh, look.
Are we supposed to know?
That's why I'm asking. You know, just as a guest. You know,
I wish, man, that would be great.
Like, we have an idea of what Zack Snyder has Snyder has provided us with the previous entries into his movies.
Yeah, which is a nail to the dick. I got it. Yeah.
So, if another director, let's say Joss Whedon jumped on Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice, how many reshoots do you think it would take before that movie would actually come out as good?
Well, probably we've seen the movie.
Your
and
standard
it's gonna be a lot.
Reshoot schedule,
it's
yeah.
It's going to be a lot.
Do you think the standard reshoot schedule would be enough to change it?
From Joss Whedon's usual standard reshoot.
He works. He knows how to get a group going, though.
He does. So I think everything would have been fine.
You think it would have still been within the same
And
time
I think it would have been a better movie, yes.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Randy Kings?
I mean, there's a... I don't know how much time. I just know that it would have been a lot of work. And probably we'd have to see how the effects team would be able to deal with these things, because... You know, it's not like, I mean, I've seen the new trailers for Justice League, and it looks cool, but I also have a thing where I look at them like, that whole environment looks really fake.
Yeah, it looks like, kind of hokey, I guess.
Like, I look at them like, oh man, I feel like I am watching a Sci-Fi Channel original movie in these sequences. With like a really good-looking Sci-Fi Channel original movie, like something really dope for TV and Sci-Fi Channel. At the same time, background looks really fake.
You're not lying. Like, I think that they're... From what trailers I see, where
I mean, it looks pretty decent. At the same time, I'm like,
it looks like they're fighting on Apocalypse, but then they're not fighting on Apocalypse.
It looks like they're fighting in Arizona at sunset with smoke in the background.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. Like Aquaman lands on the Batmobile and he's like, or whatever.
But he
like,
looks fucking
cool.
dope though. I do like Aquaman. He looks awesome.
Okay, so let me ask you guys something. Based off of what you've seen. Are you going to pay full price? Now, Randy King's posted up on the Facebook page that he has his movie pass.
I got movie pass.
But let's just say that the movie pass wasn't there. Would you go and would you pay the full price to go watch that movie now that you've seen the new trailers?
I am going to go to Costco, buy the tickets for two, that's $15 or whatever the amount is, and use that half to get myself into the anytime point. I'm not spending extra money for 3D. I'm not going to go to IMAX.
I'm saying standard. So
yeah,
like,
that's how I do that.
Like a movie ticket
I'm not paying the 11, 12, whatever the amount of money that Cinemark wants from me now.
Makes sense.
I'm going to go to get my tickets cheaper from Costco.
So your answer is no.
So no.
Yeah, you'll still go watch it, but you'll find a way to pay less.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it's not a hassle, I will go and watch that movie.
Sean Vander?
I'll pay the standard amount just to check it. I don't need to see a 3D version of it either, but I would like to see it. But this is your make or break, DCU. If you fuck this up, I'm done.
See,
I will wash my hands with you.
I'll answer the question first. I'll say yes. I'll pay the standard rate. No movie pass.
Yeah.
No
like
Costco.
Randy here. Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm on a budget.
And I'm not,
I get you.
And I'm
not
hating
you.
On you. I have friends who do that as well. But you're right in the sense of make or break. But it also raises the question. Look. At this point, Snyder had left so close to the launch of the movie. They got Joss Whedon. And at this point, it's one of those things where it's just like, all right, Whedon, do what you got to do to finish this movie.
Fix this, please.
But because when we did talk about the universe of DC being separated for sure, that's a fact. That's been announced already and everything.
Yeah.
But if this does well and they try to bring on Whedon to do other movies.
Please.
Do you think they're going to be butting heads with Whedon's vision?
Probably, because that happens. I mean, over time, it'll eventually happen.
Warner Brothers has a...
You
thing.
Don't think it'll happen right away, though? Like, okay, because
I mean,
this movie...
No, I think they'll give them a slack. I think that Warner Brothers wants to maximize the amount of money they get, and the only way they can do that is by making a good product, and the best way to make the best product they could is to have faith in Joss Whedon. He has a good track record. Granted, like that whole... His original script for Wonder Woman, not fantastic, but, you know, that was like 20 years ago now, almost, when he wrote that.
Yeah.
It's like early 2000s when that came out. So, you know, I mean, he has Avengers 1, 2, and 3 is hard to argue against.
Well, wasn't he just one?
No, he did all three. Like, Age of Ultron was his last one.
Oh, that's right.
So, you know, you can't.
So, okay, so you're saying over time.
Yeah.
Sean Vander?
Yeah.
Do you think they'll give him trouble right away, or they'll give him... free reign for a little bit?
I think they will give him free reign for a bit, and then they'll fuck with him. Just because
Warner
Brothers will fuck. Warner Brothers is Warner Brothers. Like, we want our money. And like, you're going to get your money. Get off my ass.
But we want
our money,
like
though.
This.
Like, dude, get off my ass. It's just
you'll
like,
get your
shut
money.
The fuck up. But they'll fuck with him, and then Joss Whedon will be like, fuck this amount. I swear to God. One more word out of you motherfuckers.
You're worse than Fox.
One more word. I swear to God.
Well, that might happen.
You can have fucking anyone direct this at this point. I swear to God, get a porn director. I already know one. His name's Michael Bay. Eat a dick. Like, whatever. And then walk off. That's what I would think.
Had to put in that dick against Michael Bay, huh?
Mm-hmm. I did.
Okay.
I'm okay with it.
Okay. I'm just paying, pointing it out.
No problem. It's all good. But I'm glad you caught on to that. That was really good.
Yeah. As far as screwing with him, okay. I'll say they'll give him one full-on movie if they decide to keep him. Because,
mm-hmm.
again, there's nothing in writing that says, oh, he signed on for four or five movies. It's just like, oh, they brought him on. If they decide to keep him and he decides to join up, I'll say they'll give him one full-on movie where they'll let him do what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
He'll make the money, but they'll have their reservations. And then on the next movie, they'll start saying, like, well, we think you should go in this route, and you should go in this route. Now, I can't necessarily say it's going to be for good or for bad. It's ultimately up to Joss Whedon to say, like, okay, I see where you're going with this. Let's move in that direction. Or, no, guys, I have this vision, and my visions have proven profitable for you. It's not so much to think of, like, if they're arguing, it's a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
It could be something where, like, they'll jog ideas through each other's head, like, oh, let's go this. Oh, I see what you're doing. But I think there is going to be that by the second movie after Justice League.
Yeah, I think it would be really good if he had, like, an Emmy for something that he did, and he just, like, you know, my Emmy here says otherwise, motherfucker, and then, you know.
Well, they'll say, well, that's just TV shit. We don't give a fuck about that.
Well, right. Emmy's movie a TV award. That's an Oscar. Fucking
and
ready?
He doesn't get an Oscar. He doesn't have an Oscar.
Oh, he doesn't?
No, he's only done TV
wow.
shit.
You got to remember, dude, the Oscars don't really give a shit about comic book stuff
no,
or things like
unless
that.
Unless it's special effects, no.
Well,
yeah, it's always about the Oscar bait that comes out around November.
Well, then
yeah,
get
so, no,
fucked
he's gonna have
when
Emmys,
these movies
then,
are making billions of dollars.
That's, well,
but whatever.
That we've talked about it. It's like,
well,
it doesn't
did
matter.
Talk about
does
this.
That, so the amount of money doesn't really matter. It's the, was it, it's whether or not the Academy, you know, the members care enough about that. And, you know, they don't.
Yeah,
it's not a thing.
I give it 5 years before they finally do.
Sure.
So hopefully. In 2022, we might actually start seeing if the trend continues,
mm-hmm.
if they're still cranking out comic book movies. Honestly, I have this feeling that by that time, if it's still going, it'll be oversaturated.
Yeah, it definitely would be.
So I feel as though it may need to back off just a bit before, because now they have their whole
just
entire plan. They have their phases and everything.
Yeah.
But There needs to be that grace period of just like, okay, we've had a lot of fun with that. We'll come back to that at another time.
All right. But if Joss Whedon was coming back and say, hey, you know, my Avengers movies made, you know, how much money?
He's like, here you go, Dunzo.
For the competition?
Boom.
I'm here now?
Well,
how
probably,
about you shut up?
How about what they'll probably end up doing is they'll probably have him work on something, but they'll give him a lot more time to work with it.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's like, yeah,
at that
point.
That'd be
here.
Smart.
So
but
it's
this
not,
is
it's,
Warner
it's
Brothers.
It's not that he's turning away work. It's just like, okay, well, we want to wait about maybe 3 years. So why don't you go ahead and work on a few movies? You know, you'll have plenty of time to finish these off.
Yeah.
You know, 3 years, that's pretty good. And then we'll bring
Should
them back.
Be. Yeah. But I mean, Warner Brothers likes to fuck things up. They just do.
Well, let me ask you, what have they fucked up? I'm actually not, because you keep saying that. I'm just like, well, what did they mess up?
They fucked up too much shit. I don't keep track of it anymore, to be honest.
Randy King's.
Well,
know?
I mean, I think unless outside of the
just
DC
fucking
films,
with, yeah,
at least outside of the DC
and
properties, not really a lot. I mean,
right.
I mean there's movies that may have overstayed their welcome, like the Matrix franchise.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, as a whole, that franchise is successful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's successful.
Yeah, it is.
It's like, yeah, there's a lot that were successful from it. It's like, oh, yeah,
Warner Brothers.
I mean, I know they've been somehow trying to revive the Looney Tunes series, and that hasn't been working out.
Accountant, like in recent films, like The Accountant was a Warner Brothers project. If
was
I'm
it?
Mistaken, and that movie's fucking awesome.
That is a Warner Brothers project. Okay.
So it's like, yeah, they have a lot of, outside of their comic properties,
maybe
they have a lot of properties.
Maybe
so.
It is my stigma.
Of like the DC films.
They're just going to fuck it up. I just have faith. Of course they are. And I should stop doing that, to be honest.
I mean, you could just give things a chance. I mean, I would never expect.
We need our resident pessimist, though.
I mean, obviously, there's things. Well, when it comes to DC films, I'm like, whatever, guys.
Yeah.
If you're good, I'm like, maybe. I don't know if it's good or if it's the bar is so low. And this reached over it. That
uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, is this good? I don't know, man.
Yeah, could somebody just set the hot bar just a little higher?
Wonder Woman, not a perfect movie, but it's fucking good, though.
Yeah, that's the bar right now. So when it comes to DC films.
You guys bring up the bar, and I remember that South Park episode. where James Cameron is trying to literally lift the bar.
Yeah, yeah.
And he finds Randy Newman down there.
It's like, what the fuck?
Newman, what the hell are you doing down here? I'm lowering the bar so that everybody likes music.
No.
Dip, dip, dip.
James Cameron. That guy, he's going to be fucking making a bunch of the Avatar films.
Yeah, he is.
Like, why, Lord? Why?
Because they make
money. When did the Avatar movie come out, actually?
Fuck. 2012?
No, it couldn't be 2012.
14, maybe?
I wouldn't say it's sooner. Let's look at this.
Yeah, not 2012. That's too late. Fuck, it was because a long time ago. It feels like a long time ago.
I think
ago.
He's got the right timing for it, though, because it has been a while since the Avatar movie came
2009.
Out.
2009.
Oh, shit, really?
2009.
So, yeah, if he were to actually make a sequel now,
yeah, that'd be fine.
That's fine, actually.
I guess. At the same time, like, it should be done, right? No one gives a shit about this place.
Well,
burn
I mean,
that fucking tree down now. That's how I say.
Okay.
Well, wasn't the whole thing, the whole way
Randy,
they,
you're drunk. Calm down.
I'm not drunk.
Wasn't the whole
Look,
thing
you're drunk.
That he was waiting for the technology to actually catch up to his vision?
Yeah.
For this first one?
You mean like the George Lucas excuse?
Yeah, the George Lucas excuse.
I guess.
When the technology
But
come
you know
back.
What? Like he pulled it off. You saw
he did.
It. And it's just like gorgeous.
Well, the technology and visually it's impressive. Story. I mean, we've talked
Whatever.
About it before. I'm like,
I still haven't seen it.
It's fine.
I wouldn't use the word fine, but
it's fine.
Hey, Jesus. What's Spielberg doing these days, by the way? What do you know?
Other things.
A lot of like side project stuff, small things.
Yeah. That's,
it's cool.
The reason I asked was because I was thinking of I was watching Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
as you will, of course.
As you will, of course. Mm-hmm. But I was also thinking, you know, I remember seeing something very similar to that a while back. It was Super 8. You guys remember that movie?
Oh.
And that was a Spielberg movie right there.
It
I was
is,
just like,
huh.
Oh, man. What has he been doing?
Well, I believe he produced that because that's a J.J. Abrams is the one who did that one.
Was that J.J. Abrams? Oh, yeah. No, that was done by his production company, yes. Amberlin.
Yes.
That's what it was.
Let's see. I'm looking at the list now.
Oh, what's he doing now?
Okay, as a producer. Damn, he's got 38 upcoming projects as a producer or executive producer.
So he's busy.
He's
Let's not fuck
big.
With him.
Dang,
but what is he
lot.
Doing, actually?
Let me look up as a, not as a producer, but as a director.
As Randy King scrolls his phone, I originally
Christ.
Thought, I'm like, hey, what's Spielberg doing? So he pulls out his phone. Dude, don't give him a call. He's busy.
If I do Steven Spielberg, I'm like, yeah. Oh, you know the last thing he directed was the BFG.
Oh.
That's right. I was like, oh, shit.
Huh.
That was actually pretty good. Bridge of Spies, Lincoln.
Okay.
Well, I mean, he hasn't his direct. He's got every couple of years he'll direct a film or a project, but he's been executive producing a ton of shit.
Okay.
Randy, don't call Steven Spielberg.
Why not? Actually, fuck yeah, Steven Spielberg.
He's fucking busy, dude.
Not that busy.
Just
oh, so you're
just invite him.
So you're telling me if you had Spielberg's number, you wouldn't call him at one point.
I would call him, be like, "Hey, Steven, we got dinner going on.
So
know, like Thanksgiving.
Why can't he call me? Like, hey, buddy, just letting you know, man. Why didn't you get me on the set of that new Bumblebee movie? Hook it up." I want to be there like, hey, Bumblebee, can you give me a ride to the 7-Eleven? All right, later.
Randy, goddammit, I'm busy.
Okay. Yeah.
So you can call him fine, all right?
I can't call fucking Steven Spielberg.
But
Randy
can.
However, could
I
probably
call
him.
I would probably call him like, hey, Steve, come on, man. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go where, Randy?
I'm recording on the podcast right now.
So
okay. You got to come over.
So we're not.
He would not come on the
we're
show.
Not almost, we're not.
But put him on the list.
We're not done with this podcast, but we're getting really close to it.
Oh,
okay,
are we?
So
okay.
Yeah, we're getting close to it. So there's a couple of other things I want to talk to you guys about. First
sure.
off,
okay.
Did you guys hear about the girl that tried to get a picture of Terry Crews on her debit card?
No.
What?
So, okay. Do you guys remember the show?
Not heard
Everybody
of this.
Hates Chris.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay.
Good
so,
show.
On that show, there is a picture of Julius,
Terry Crews.
Terry Crews' character, mean mugging whenever anybody opens up their wallet. And the whole idea is, you look at that and you're like, I don't want to spend money anymore.
Because he's mean mugging you.
Because he's mean mugging you.
It's a deterrent.
It's a deterrent. So I guess this chick wanted to do the same thing, where if she pulls out her debit card, you got a mean-looking Terry Crews being like, what the fuck you doing? I don't want to spend any money.
Sure.
So when she put in the application for the debit card and whatnot, and she got denied, and they were saying, if you want to use that image, you need to get the actor's permission because it's his image.
Yeah.
Okay.
What happened?
Did he say yes?
Yes, he
of course
did.
Of he did because he's fucking Terry Crews.
Terry Crews found out about it and gave her a written permission to use that image for her debit card.
That's so cool.
Can we make Terry Crews like a, not necessarily the spokesperson, but somewhere on our Facebook page, a his image of like whatever pose we can come. I want to use the images that he has from being in the Old Spice commercials.
You know,
Terry Crews, can you help us out with that, bro?
I think what we should do is change our banner and our, because it's us mean mugging in our jackets and whatnot. But let's just change the face, like all of our faces, to Terry Crews.
Different mean mug in each one.
I love that idea. That'd and if we need to get permission from Terry Crews, I have no problem with that.
I think he'd be cool with that.
I'm like, hey, can we get that? I would be honored to have his head on my body. I'm like, yeah. It's a detriment to him because I'm not nowhere near as yoked as he is.
No.
But yeah. Fuck yeah, Terry.
Are you writing that down, Emmanuel, as an idea right now?
Possibly.
Okay.
Hey,
either, cool.
Hey, we're going to do it. That is awesome. Fine. Terry Crews is such a cool dude.
Yeah, he is.
Between him, you know, being involved, he's a PC gaming dude. The whole thing with Blizzard.
Did you guys see his chicken wing challenge?
Oh my god, yes.
Oh man,
I know. That's
he
not...
rubbed his eyes.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh,
it was not great. Well, because that's it. That I have
a natural defense mechanism. You're just like, you want to do that.
And you're like, why, Lord, did I do that? And you just maced yourself with hot sauce.
So there's a restaurant nearby where Garage Studios.
What?
That sold what they called the Four Horsemen Wings. And they even have a challenge for it. It's at Buddy's Bites and Brews, if anybody.
Oh, they
ever
do
that
there. Oh yeah.
And I remember somebody did it and I asked, "Hey, you know, I've heard a lot about these. Do you mind if I get a wing?" They're like, "Yeah, go for it." And holy shit, dude.
Is it that bad?
It's that bad. You know what it feels like? Okay, so you take the bite and you start getting hit by it and you're just like, well, fuck me. I need water. I need milk or whatever.
Don't drink water. Not do that.
So here's what happened. Okay, so after I got my my milk, I drank it. I'm like, okay, I'm good. It literally felt like bombs were going off in my mouth of spice. It's just like, and it just starts spreading. So I thought I was in the clear and then kablamo. I'm like, oh shit, here it comes again. Fuck.
Yeah. You gotta actually. You want to do is like eat a bread or something that it'll wipe the what's it called, the capsaicin.
And that was just one.
Yeah,
that was just one, and they expect people to eat the whole thing. And you know what? It wasn't even.
I feel like we should try that as a
team. It wasn't even.
Share one plate. You. Share one plate. We each get like three.
It wasn't even the restaurant's idea to do it. It's that they had another one that wasn't as spicy, and everyone was just like, "Bring it, bitch!" And they're like,
"Why did you say those things? That is not something you say."
Oh, really? Fine. Four horsemen, motherfuckers, go. Very few people have finished it.
No.
You know,
I don't want to do
you
it.
You know, one guy actually did.
I want to see Randy
what
do
he
it.
Did was, before he got started, he took all the pieces and he just stripped the meat off of it.
That's what you, that's actually
so that he didn't have to go off of. He was just eating the meat and the skin. He wasn't dealing with the bone.
Yeah, it cuts your time down.
Yeah, it cuts your time down. So he was actually able to do it that way, which was smart. But dude. Kablamo.
Yeah. I had a similar... There was a place in Santa Clara called Cluck U that had that. They called it the 911 challenge. Their sauce was hot as fuck. I remember doing it, and I got stopped because my eyes were sweating, and I rubbed my eye like Terry Crews did.
Fuck.
I went, and I had a friend like throw water in my face, and I couldn't touch it.
Did a towel just appear out of nowhere?
And I'm like, I'm trying to eat, and I'm blinded out and everything, and...
Your eye is swelling, and
I missed out.
Like, no.
But I was like crying, I'm like, I don't even care. Wipe my face, somebody.
I'm almost done. I'm almost done.
Slap me. Slap the pain away.
Well, I actually would, and throw that water in your face, and see if I can get that towel.
I'm like, help me out, Phoebe.
We could film that.
You know what? Part of me goes, fuck it. Let's just do it. I don't care.
All right. We are towards the end of this podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. We are doing Day of the Devs. We're recording this, we're going to go Day of the Devs
actually,
tomorrow.
Before we get into that, there was one more thing I wanted to actually bring up.
All
right.
Before that, go ahead.
So, as everybody knows, as far as sports video games, they come out every year. So, Madden comes out every year. FIFA comes every year.
MLB 2018.
EA has said that they may stop doing that in the near future.
Huh?
That they're not going to be doing a Madden every year. What they're going to do is they're going to send out... So they're going to release the last Madden game.
And they're going to put updates?
Updates.
Huh. And you mean the thing that people have been asking for like a decade?
And fuck me, EA.
And almost,
really?
Almost subscription-like in that sense.
Oh, that makes sense.
So that they don't... Yeah.
EA.
It only took them how long now?
Because people have been asking for that ever since the internet came into since the Dreamcast days.
Oh, God.
In the late
damn.
90s, early 2000s, have they been thinking, why don't we do that?
Fucking EA.
Update
really?
The roster, all this other shit.
I could imagine that if EA didn't get the exclusive rights to
the NFL,
that the 2K series probably would have done that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. They would have done it great.
Yes. Yeah. Fine. Perfectly.
I think all sports games, because they had their hands in almost every sports game.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Was that the world they had? They did World Series. They had the
NBA.
They had the NFL 2K series.
NHL.
NHL
2K. Well, they still have the NBA.
That's still there. That's like the basketball game. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, after Live. After,
I still like the 2K
It was
the,
between 2K and Live, and 2K was always just mopping the floor with them.
Yep.
Because yeah. They had a better engine. They knew what they were doing.
It's a way smoother game to play.
Not just Madden, but FIFA as well.
That makes a lot of sense. Especially the way technology is now. It's a lot easier to do that. I mean, it's an update.
There's that part of me, though, that the FIFA in itself, though, wasn't necessarily Madden. It was more of FIFA themselves just saying, keep cranking up the game. Like, I think that the NFL one, that was all EA.
Mm-hmm.
But FIFA was, just from what I know about the FIFA organization, was just like, yeah, let's do it. Because even if you think about it, on the years of the World Cup, they released a fucking World Cup game.
Yep, they have the road to the World Cup, and then they have World Cup. And you're like, come on, guys.
That's all FIFA right there.
Yeah.
That's not EA.
They wanted to make that money. It's fine. But, yeah.
I mean, you pay for a license.
And the funny thing about it, too, is that those World Cup games were pieces of shit compared to the FIFA games that were already coming out. The original FIFA games were really fucking good.
Because they have the FIFA, and then there's the FIFA World Cup. You're like,
it's a piece of shit.
Guys,
I'd just rather play Mario Brothers playing soccer. That'd be great. What is that? Breakers?
No, it's Mario Strikers.
Strikers.
That's
okay,
right.
Yeah. Okay.
Strikers.
My bad.
Well, because Nintendo knows how to make fun things.
Oh, they also have NHL, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. NHL.
They do.
Yeah. Oh, but
EA
2K,
has NHL.
But 2K
not Nintendo.
Also had.
Yeah. There's NHL 2K, and then there's EA's NHL.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So honestly, I think if 2K hadn't lost the NFL license, that they probably would have done what?
Someone would have done something.
They would have
been
the Samsung to EA's Apple.
Yeah. They would have. Well, because they would have tried to innovate something.
Yeah.
They would have tried to innovate, do something different. Like, thanks for making this cool blueprint. We took it and took a step further and done.
I wonder how much longer they have that. The NFL license.
Probably until whenever they can't afford it anymore.
I remember when they first did it, it was for 5 years.
Yeah.
And then they kept renewing it after that. But they never actually gave out the timetables of it.
I don't know. Like, it would be funny, though, because then what happens with the Madden curse? Does that end finally?
Ooh. Ooh,
actually,
Randy.
I think it did end 1 year. 1 year.
In general.
But 1 year did actually, it didn't actually hold.
But,
which is crazy.
Recent years, I'm like, oh, look, Tom Brady's on the cover. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Also, like, the EA curse in general for their games, like, because they had
explain the EA curse. Madden curse.
Basically,
for
anyone
people.
Who doesn't know, the Madden curse is they put a cover of a player on the cover of the game, and something will happen to that player.
Yes.
The least case scenario is they just have a bad season.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Worst case scenario, they
injured.
Get injured.
Injured. Or
and they're done
it's
for the
like
year.
Same thing actually happened with the UFC. Actually had a curse because they had
really
well because it was the year Conor not last year's game or the year before Conor McGregor and Ronda Rousey are on the cover and both lost their titles in embarrassing fashion.
Wait, no, Conor didn't lose his title.
Yeah, he lost to oh my god, he when he fought against the Stockton Slap guy.
Oh no, yeah. Well that wasn't a title fight though.
I could have sworn that was for a
that
title
was
fight.
Not a title. That
well,
was,
either
that was
way,
a and
either
you're thinking Nate Diaz by the way.
Well, yeah,
or is it Nick Diaz? It was one of the Diaz.
Nate Diaz. Yeah, he has the Stockton Slap. Which he gave to him multiple times throughout that match. I will say, regardless if it was a title fight or not, it's still very embarrassing.
Right. Okay. Although he did end up coming back.
Yeah. After figuring out.
You know what the worst part about it is, though?
And he barely won that fight.
He doesn't want to do a rubber. He doesn't want to do a rubber match to find out who the better fighter is.
No, because he won the last one. He's because he don't want to get stalked and slapped again.
I admit, I do not want to get slapped by any of the Diaz brothers.
But you see how he
fuck
does it.
That.
Diaz, the way he does the stalking slap, it's just like he's slapping a hoe. And I was like, dang. It comes in like it's a
is
roundhouse.
Is he backhanding?
No, it's like a roundhouse.
Uh-huh.
But it's an open hand slap to the face. And he did it like twice in a match. I'm like, fuck. How demoralizing is that? You got slapped.
Apparently it was a lot because he got him choked out.
Yeah. And then the way he does it, it's such a long motion. Then I'm like,
you know this is coming, like, motherfucker.
How'd you not duck or lift your
blast?
Bam, bam. I'm like, what the fuck?
And then, oh yeah, and you're right about
Rousey. Yeah.
Oh, that was a bad kick, too.
Yeah, and
holy
it's like,
shit.
So, again, I would point out the athletes being on the cover, at least
of the
EA
titles.
Games, right. It might not be. It's like, what happens then when that's gone? I mean, I guess they'll have to put a digital cover.
Athletes will start to succeed again.
Like, yeah. Along the cover, you'll just say the number.
You know, here's what will happen. Everybody that had a bat that was in the on the cover beforehand that is still playing will do super well. Because
like,
the curse is gone now. There's no lingering effect to it anymore.
There's no cover.
And everyone's going to do great. The only problem is that it's all going to happen at the exact same time.
You're like, oh, hey, everything's good. What?
So, like, it's gonna be a crazy year for football, basketball.
NFC.
Yeah, and AFC, UFC.
UFC.
All the scenes.
Sean knows sports, right?
No.
I'm not the biggest sports guy, but he wasn't supposed to dunk that touchdown, was he?
No.
Aw. Yeah. I'm weird out that I am probably the larger sports guy in this group.
You are.
Yeah.
I'm like, why do I know these guys?
Yeah. You absolutely are.
Which was proving, like, I'm not great. I'm like, why am I the only one who knows all the quarterbacks that are active right now?
Because I don't watch football, football pisses me off.
I can sit through a game, but I won't root or cheer or anything. It's just like, all right, whatever. he dunked that touchdown. Awesome.
Dunked cool. that touchdown. Awesome. Oh, Lord.
Okay. Day of the Devs. We're going to be there this coming Saturday.
Yes,
this
tomorrow,
Saturday.
Actually.
Tomorrow.
When you're, or
it'll have already
3
happened
by the time you 3 days passed from before you've heard this.
And hopefully you came out and you said hi to us.
Yeah.
Good times all around.
Oh, yeah. We'll be there to play games and talk to folks about the games. Hopefully meet with Tim Schafer. Invite him to the
massive barbecue.
The huge barbecue that is not going to be at my house anymore because it's going to be too many people. I'm just now imagining if this actually falls through randomly. It's like, fuck. I need to get food. We're gonna have to start.
That's your most concern.
Well,
right
to feed everybody. Yeah, I'm gonna have to get a Kickstarter.
Then
GoFundMe for
then
food.
On the invitation, we'll put BYOB.
Oh, I can't. That's gonna be that's not classy.
No, it's not.
No, but if you think about it, because every one of those actors must have a special recipe of how they make some food.
Well, if anything, I'll say, can I hire Danny Trejo to bring his tacos?
Yeah, get his truck over here, right?
Bring it over. By the way, can you make the tacos also? No. Show up here.
Day of the Devs, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes,
we'll be
Day of
there.
The Devs. For anyone who doesn't know, Day of the Devs is started by iMipBit and Double Fine Productions.
Yep.
Basically, we're going to see some indie games, some food trucks apparently will also be there, and
Yum.
Us.
Awesome.
Not that we're on the billing or anything, but we will also be there.
If we have the ability to interview you, because I don't know if we're going to interview random people, but we're going to try.
I want to interview everybody. Anybody who's playing games.
Yeah.
The people who are waiting in line with us outside, I want to talk
Absolutely.
To them.
Absolutely. Thank you for not being a jerk.
Yeah.
Retroactively. But if you're a jerk, eat a wang. So
I would hope that we would gauge we should have a hand signal for like, this guy's a douche. Do we want to talk to him?
Oh, yeah. We should
actually
we'll
think
do
of something.
That.
We'll figure it out.
Something.
Yeah. But anyways, Day of the Devs. Donate to charities that are also part of the Day of the Devs.
And hey, you know what? Just check out Humble Bundle in general. You know, have a good
it's
going to
be too late by the time you.
No, but you can still.
We're just saying in general.
No, in general, go to Humble Bundle and get some games.
Absolutely.
They give it to charity.
Alrighty, guys. We're going to go ahead and call it. So, final words, Mr. Sean Vanda.
Day of the Devs is going to be awesome, and I'm looking forward to it.
Randy Kings?
I wanted to mention this. I am drinking pumpkin ale made by my coworker, Jeremiah. I want to give a shout out to him for surprising me with his beer.
Oh, shit. I have one better final word.
No, you lost out.
God damn it.
Yep.
That's what you get when you're not careful with
your
words.
But I just got an email here saying Disney's wanting to own us.
No, that's not true.
Oh,
lies.
Fine. Whatever.
Alrighty.
Eat away.
Pumpkin ale.
Cool. Pumpkin ale is delicious.
Awesome.
Actually.
Awesome. Alrighty, folks. And for mine, maple syrup. And anybody who watched Family Guy understands that.
Ew. But okay.
You guys don't remember that spot, do you?
I don't care.
That was what Mayor Adam West said when they said any words for us, and he said maple syrup.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna go by what I know.
I take that one back. Actually,
No, you son of a bitch!
You son of a bitch!
Can't do that. You can't do that.
I'm gonna say that one for later.
No.
That's also what he said.
Yes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to the Word Vomit Podcast. Make sure you're liking, sharing, and subscribing. Check us out on YouTube, Word Vomit Productions.
Do that.
Make sure you're checking us out on Facebook. Make sure it's also on Instagram and on Twitter. This is Emmanuel for the Word Vomit Podcast crew, reminding everybody to stay shiny to each other.